Well, happy Thursday instead of happy Tuesday. We are here with Dr. Augusto Zani out of the Zani Lab up in Toronto. It's Sick Kids University of Toronto, and we are so excited to have him here with us. Welcome to a special edition of the CDH Radio Show. I'm your host, Dawn Ireland, president of CDH International, and let's get started.
We have Dr. Augusto Zani here with us from Toronto at Sick Kids, and it is always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for joining us again. And on Tuesday, Tracy interviewed one of the new people in your lab, Rachel, CDH survivor. So we think it's incredibly cool that you have a survivor there with you working on CDH. So how do you like that? How is the lab responding to her being there?
First of all, thank you very much, Dawn, for inviting me to be on the show. It's always great to talk to you and to the CDH community. It's really an honor and privilege for us, for my lab, to be able to liaise with the patients and the patient families. And Rachel was, in fact, it's a beautiful story, I think. She was a little baby born here in Toronto some years ago and operated on by one of my previous colleagues who then eventually left. And she did pretty well. She survived CDH and she even engaged in sports at a competitive level as a tennis pro, so really at a good level. And their aspiration has been to go into medical school. And before that, she's completed her undergrad, her college studies, in fact, in the U.S., and then she wanted to pursue a research opportunity, and she contacted me because, in fact, she was a patient of SickKids so many years before. And I found that the story is incredibly powerful because someone that survived this disease and wants to study the condition and try to help the others on one end to study the condition. I will tell you a little bit more what we are doing, what our project is, because it's super cool. But at the same time, give back to the community and so be an advocate for babies with CDH. And as soon as Rachel joined the lab, I put her in touch with our SickKids Foundation, who has a very rich program, patients ambassador program, in fact. And this is not just to raise funding, but especially raising awareness for CDH. And so I'm really grateful to Rachel that she's joined the lab, and that she's working on the same disease that she was affected from when she was a baby. And for her to being so open to sharing her story. And I was very surprised that without hesitations, as soon as she joined the lab, she actually shared the story with the other people in the lab. And, you know, my lab is, I'm a surgeon scientist, so I have some people who are coming from the science world purely, and some others instead who are physicians that along their careers are devoting some time to research. And so for them, it was also, you know, almost a surprise that somebody with the condition that they've been studying that would come and of course, work on a project on CDH and give back to the community. So it's really very generous from her and great in general for us, because she, I'm sure, will raise more awareness in the general public.
Well, we are very excited that she's in your lab because she's such a great example to all the other kids know, such an inspiration to the new families and expectant parents to see what can happen with these children down the line and how well they can do. And so we just think it's just amazing. We were just really excited about it. Now, the last time we interviewed you was at the telethon, and that was back in April. And so tell us what's been going on there since.
Yeah, thank you. It's yes, it was very exciting days for us because our main paper had just come out on a very highly impact factor journal, highly ranked impact factor journal, and that's been shared a lot, and it's been appreciated a lot in the CDH community, especially in the science community. And since then, we've had we kept working on the same project, where the overarching goal is to promote fetal lung regeneration with the use of stem cell derived products, which are called the extracellular vesicles. And we have another paper that is actually under consideration in another high impact factor journal. It's a journal that is read mainly by critical care doctors. And so I'm flattered that they, we know already that we had the first set of reviews, and they're very, very positive. And so hopefully also these will come out. But what I'm excited about is the fact that although we are still at a very experimental stage, we can replicate our results on a number of models and a number of systems and platforms. And these makes us always closer to the clinical world. So I've been approached by companies, I've been approached by physicians that are already doing fetal interventions and to collaborate. And of course, I'm always open to collaborate, but we're doing all the steps in the most scientific manner, starting from, as I said, cell in vitro studies, animal models, and going upscaling to reach, in fact, the eventually human babies, and hopefully make a change to their lives by improving their lungs even before they're born. And so this is the main theme of the lab, and as I said, there's been a lot of feedback, good feedback, positive feedback from different sources, and we're very excited about the fact that a lot of peer research groups have actually acknowledged our contribution and want to collaborate.
Is wonderful. And honestly, I've been doing this for almost 27 years. You write more papers than anyone I have ever met. I think it's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And something I realized, we have done interviews a couple of times now, and we always talk about the lab and the work that comes out of the lab, which is absolutely amazing. But we never talk about the patients that you're working with directly, you know, mm-hmm. families and the newborns and the NICU experience. We've never talked with you about that in any of these interviews. We've always just looked at the lab side. So tell us what SickKids does for kids there in Toronto. And what are the different types of procedures that you offer? How many patients do you have come in annually? Give us a little bit idea more about the hospital.
Yes, so we are quite busy, especially lately. I think we've seen a surge in the number of cases of CDH, and we are lucky to be partnered with Mount Sinai Hospital, which is just across the road. There's in fact a tunnel under University Avenue that connects the two hospitals, and babies are born there and then come to us. And there's a very good fetal program established already a number of years ago at Mount Sinai Hospital, and we are part of the program. And so we do, of course, antenatal counseling, but we've also involved with the some surgical interventions, which are mainly carried out by the maternal fetal medicine doctors, but we collaborate on a number of levels. And because of the recent publications from Jan de Presse group about the total trial, and Mount Sinai was part of the total trial too, and we were recruiting, we now see an incredible amount of babies that are, undergo feto. The learning curve, there's been a learning curve at the very beginning, but I think we are over the hump for sure. And now we have babies that are surviving more. I have to say, unfortunately, we have still high rate of prematurity, which is a big challenge for CDH babies in general. Feto or no feto, being born premature before 37 weeks of gestation can be catastrophic. And these surgeries are pretty challenging. So these are babies, and I just did an operation yesterday on a baby that had a feto. Likely for this baby was born, it was born at 38 weeks of gestation, so term, and stable enough. And I can tell you that for sure the lung was bigger than what usually we would see. And so in a way, we might imply that that is due to the feto procedure, but at the same time, there was no diaphragm whatsoever. There's a complete agenesis. And these babies they have a lot of challenges ahead of them. We have a multidisciplinary team meeting looking after them long-term. So we have a dedicated clinic every other Tuesday, and I'm one of the two general surgeons that attends the clinic. And we have a big population of babies born with CDH that we have the privilege to manage to treat and follow up over the years. And some are also interested in what we do in the lab. There are some that donate to the lab, some that are really big supporters of what we do. So I feel really privileged working here. And again, it's a culture of, as I said, I'm a surgeon scientist. So there's the surgical piece, so the taking care of the patients in the hospital, but there's also the other part, which is science, which without it, we would be still doing the same with the same success rates and the same outcomes. Instead, we need to push the envelope to make these babies better, improve survival, decrease morbidity, help the families, and help in general the society.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a tremendous job there. We're all grateful for all the work that you're doing at the hospital and that you're doing in the lab, and you're so collaborative, not just with the other surgeons and hospitals, but with us as well. And so we greatly appreciate all of you. Thank you. And we look forward to really working more with you, especially now that your lab is working with the gastroschisis patients and we're working with gastroschisis patients. And we've got a lot of good things in the future to work on together.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a pleasure for us to work with you and your team. And I think it's very important to keep collaborating. We of course are very focused on the babies when they're born. We follow them up, as I said, up until they're 18, but we know not as much as of course their families. And so it's very important to have the feedback to also improve the care that we give, especially long term. A lot of the focus is always in improving care and improving survival in the acute phase. And although there's a lot in the long term, we really want to improve not just survival, but also their quality of life.
Well, thank you. And we look forward to another update from you soon.
For sure. Looking forward to it. We'll be in touch.
I'm going to stop recording there.
Thank you, Dr. Zani, not only for appearing on the radio show, but for all of your work to fight congenital diaphragmatic hernia. The passion that you and everyone in your lab has to help our children is so incredibly appreciated. We adore all of you. We're so grateful for how hard you're working, how much you support all these patients, how much you collaborate across the board with everyone, and you always include the patient perspective. That is so beneficial. So are grateful for how hard you work, because you are indeed one of the hardest working people in the CDH community. So thank you again. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us and update us. And we can't wait to hear what new things are going on in Toronto and to be with you all next year for the conference. So thank you all for listening to our wonderful special edition of the CDH radio show this week. And it has been an absolute pleasure to hear about Rachel on Tuesday and to get the update from the lab on Thursday and to see how patients and researchers work together in so many different ways. It is just such an amazing story that Rachel is there and able to work with such a great team to help all kids affected by congenital diaphragmatic hernia. So thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you on Tuesday with the next edition of the CDH Radio Show. I'm your host, Dawn Ireland. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Yeah.